Mine was a dog this last time.
That's right.
You loosening it up? Are you getting it loose? Are you getting it loose? Yeah, you've done well.
Can I put something where it happened?
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving it.
Okay, we've just got a couple other items, and we can wrap it up and have lunch. Exceed Academy, Wayne, what's the
deal? I'll turn over. Oh, Dana's here.
That's okay. Yeah. But we were talking about there for the last presentation. In accordance with the district's application review process, the initial review team evaluated the charter proposal of Exceed Academy and determined the proposal to be incomplete and to contain inaccurate and insufficient information to meet the requirements set forth in state charter school law. For example, no executive summary was submitted as required, and the budget appendices were not formatted as required by the state application. Therefore, the district's staff recommends that the board deny the charter application of Exceed Academy. And that planning group has been so notified that that would be the recommendation.
Okay. Where were they going to locate?
Somewhere in the upstate. I can't remember. I don't have the application in front of here.
Oh,
it's an LLC associated with them from Clemson.
Did I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we accept staff's. I move that we accept staff's recommendation to deny the application for Exceed Academy.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor of the motion to deny the application, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Okay. Last item is officer elections, and I really apologize to the board for completely forgetting about it. It just went right over my head.
Well, there wasn't anything else going on. I don't know.
I was driving home from the last meeting, and I thought, this is July. I think we're supposed to officers in the last meeting in June. And so anyway, just gave you more time to plot a palace coup. Now I'm trying to remember our process. Kathleen, we go, do we start with?
President, Vice President, Chair, Vice Chair.
And go, so we're starting that order.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we have a motion to blank it by acclamation?
Can't do it by acclamation. You can nominate three people at one time, if you'd like to. As long as you identify.
We don't have a nominating committee.
No, we don't.
No.
Mr. Chairman, I would nominate. Or is the floor open for nominations?
Yeah.
I would like to nominate the existing officers to carry over for the next term.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
Had there been another plan afoot that I...
Not that I know of, but okay. I mean, anybody is free to have any plans they want.
Should have asked that before I made a motion.
No, because we can vote down the motion. I may vote against it. Is there any discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay. Well, we'll keep trudging. Trying to do our best.
Could I make one before we
yes.
Take
sure.
recess?
Sure.
Can I make one comment? And Kathleen and I were looking... before the meeting started, we were looking at the all the different schools and the attendance numbers and the difference between the months. And Next High School in this has a total of 7 students. And we talked to Dana, and they have just not uploaded their information. It's coming in.
Yeah, they're up to 27 as of yesterday.
So it,
they're up to 57
okay,
now.
50,
so.
That 7's not correct.
Right.
Yes.
They have more than 7 students.
It was correct at the time.
Yeah. Power School, because their records are sitting there, and that I heard from the executive director yesterday that by Friday evening they would have all 140-plus students mm-hmm. in the system, and they are making progress. We're checking on that several times today.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of scared me.
The seven kind of.
Me too. We went to that one.
Yes, I know.
They got a big.
Same thing as that.
Oh, there's seven. It's like, come on, man, I'm so excited.
And that's just not totally atypical for a brand new school opening up as a delay in getting the students in power schools. But if they're not in power school, they're not funded. So that's.
They'll get them in there.
They'll get them.
Please make note the next meetings are we're back on a normal monthly schedule, but remember that the October meeting is going to be in Charleston, and I will I've told Wayne that I'll call two or three. In fact, I'll get with you and we'll talk about it. But hotels to try to see if we can get a little bit of a break on a rate, maybe. And
I got a couple of contacts on hotel
lines. I was hoping you might with you.
Yeah, I'll call and see.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do one tonight, actually. I'll ask them.
Okay, good.
Maybe a couple of days, one day?
Well, really, should be just one.
Will we do any tours?
Yeah, one night. We'd kind of like to do what we did last year tour a couple schools. And this would be a great chance for the board to see the brand new school. Pamela Scholars is well on the way of building a new school.
Right.
So
yeah.
It'd be a good chance to see that, too.
Yeah.
Are we anticipating Wednesday and Thursday, then, the 7th and 8th?
Wednesday and Thursday,
what we talked about. Very similar to what we did.
What
the
we did in Green.
Yes, we would stay.
Come in.
Seven would be the night.
Come in Wednesday morning, or afternoon, whatever, and do a tour or two, and then the meeting on Thursday morning.
And we could try to accommodate some of the upstate people, like Betty, if they want to come in the night before.
Well, I was thinking, anybody wanted to come in the night before, sure.
Yeah.
This one has a bar in it.
Good. Ron in particular would be happy about that since he's come off his drug.
You've got that right.
Do you know where the meeting will be held?
Either a school, but I'm thinking that we'll probably try to find a hotel with a meeting room, but if not, I can find us a meeting room. That won't be all right. I was going to say we could probably use.
Right.
We'll work that out. Seems like I had something else I wanted to bring. Oh, yeah. Who's planning on going to NACSA?
Going to NACSA to Colorado?
The National Association of Charter School Authorizers.
Something like that.
If I can just ask, that's one of the things that I don't know much about. When we talk about the orientation. Last meeting, I mentioned the orientation to new board members. You know, and I did see that there was always some people down to go there. I had not heard anything about it, and I just didn't realize it was every year or wherever it is every year.
Okay, it is the Association of Authorizers.
Right.
And they have a conference once a year. It's October. Does anybody remember the dates?
The 19th
and the 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay, in Denver. I've been twice.
I've been once.
Kathleen's been, I know, you were there once. Twice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went to San Diego.
And
I'm in Colorado.
One year they actually had a day just for board members and meetings just for board members, and that was very useful. They did not do that last year. I don't know why, because we all told them how much we liked it.
Yeah, I know why.
Lack of organization.
No, lack of money. They paid the way. It was trying to get more board members interested in going, and it worked because a lot of them paid their own way, the organization.
I find it useful, but you have to know going in that most of the sessions are geared towards staff. But there's still board members there. And I found the interaction with other board members, sometimes offline, to be very useful. And it's useful sometimes to sit in and see what staff's saying about their boards.
Right.
Sometimes that comes up.
I would say from a staff point of view, it's the most beneficial conference we've seen. We prefer this over the Alliance National Summer Conference in terms of really specifically zeroing in on authorizing.
But I've learned a lot from it.
Now, what do we have to do, and what does the office take care of?
We'll register anyone who wants to go there, and we will help get hotel accommodations and take care of that. What we've had is everybody's kind of getting their own flight out, and then we'll reimburse from the district.
Yep.
Flight prices are already climbing, by the way.
There's another conference that same weekend in for the piggybacks, either before, I think it's after the next one, and a few of us are going to both of them. It's the Excel and Ed conference that Condoleezza Rice is now in charge of. I've been a couple times and it's excellent, and I've been trying to figure out from them, because in the past they've paid, if you're a statewide appointed or elected official, they'll actually do comp your registration and take your flight. I've been trying to email back and forth with them to see, as I said, I'll have a couple of you guys probably there, would they pay, you know, for you guys to get that one as well, so you can, you know, if you're already out in Denver anyways, it's literally that same week, so I'll follow up with you.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, let us know.
Good.
I will say, those of you that are interested in going, we haven't already heard from the hotel space is really getting tight. And so if you think you'd like to attend, let us know. Even if you haven't totally made up your mind, we can go ahead and reserve a room for you. We can always cancel, but it's harder. The original hotel where the conference is full, but there are a couple of hotels within easy walking distance from most people.
Even at high altitude.
Yeah. So.
Although what Wayne thinks is easy walking distance.
Mm-hmm. I know.
He picked a restaurant one time. Where were we?
This is the great auditorium.
San Diego?
It was in San Diego.
We had to cross a couple interstates.
He picked a restaurant to which he said it was just a short walk.
Interstate.
We literally walked down an interstate and had to run across an on-ramp. I am not. I mean, he damn near killed half the board.
Yeah. And we have a couple staff members there, too.
Right. We don't worry about the staff members.
Two things I've learned. Define walking distance, number one, and always select a hotel that has a bar in it.
That's right.
Those are
right.
Two things that have come out
and
of my
make sure
work
the
with
walk
the board.
Isn't down the interstate.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Superintendent report. Superintendent report.
A couple quick things. First of all, this is a list of all the current staff members, their position. We even had it color coded, mm-hmm. So you'll kind of see how the team's divided up.
Yeah.
Just for your information.
That's great.
The new staff member. This is up to date as of today. We should have enough for everyone. Ellie and I continued work together. Unfortunately, with the tough week I had last week, we had planned to spend the day together Friday. That didn't happen. He is coming in and spending the day with us on Tuesday. He's actually going to drop by this afternoon to pick up his computer and some other things. We're going to try to get down to Charleston and visit schools together. That was what we planned to do last Friday. So we'll catch up from that aspect. September 8th is his first school day in. Now that he's under contract, we were already working out assignments for him, as well as shadowing me. So I think the transition plan looks real solid. He's eager to go, and I'm eager for him to learn as much as he can. I'd like for him to kind of take over the October board meeting, and I just sat back and look at that. So that's kind of where
we're coming to Colorado as well?
He is coming to Colorado. Yes, we made reservations for him there. In fact, he's been out in Nevada this week. That's one reason he's late today.
Yeah, I got a text from him.
Yeah,
he got in late last night. But he's been doing, I think, some consulting. They're thinking that they've got a district a lot like ours. We met some of those Nevada people. They were good folks. And so he's been working with, I think they're thinking about an achievement district. Do you know anything about that? So he's out there working on that.
So, anyway, he's ready to hit the ground running and will, so I think that's going to be a great transition plan. The other thing is an update. One of the things that Kathleen said not too long ago is she was hoping that MLD would be totally solved before I left. We're close. We're real close. Eric's prepared last statement to the appellate appeal, so we think that the appellate court will go along with our last request to please close this down. But another piece of information, on August 25th, we've been notified that Benita will be sentenced in a sentence hearing at the federal courthouse here in Columbia, 9:30. We plan to have a couple staff members there to observe the sentencing aspect. We're told that it could go longer than a day, actually, but hopefully,
really?
Hopefully it'll be wrapped up quickly, but I have never found the court system to act in an expedient way, so we'll see how that goes, and we'll keep you informed about that process, and really that's the essence of my report, and I'd be glad to answer any questions about transition or any other thing. Yes?
Not about transition. Have we heard anything from the forensic accounting folks?
Yes, we have. They're preparing a report from us next week, I think it is. So, and if you're not familiar with that, we do have a forensic accountant looking at just a closer aspect of Lake City Charter. If you remember correctly, they did not provide us with financial information until the very last end, and then we had to get that from the court. So we'll have that report for you next time.
Thanks. I have a question. I'd just be interested in, if the board, if there's any consensus about this, but I would find it when the staff gives their report on a school, and I know that there is a section on budget and finance, but does anybody else think it might be useful if the person reviewing that, their budget and everything, maybe comes with Dana or something, but talk to us just for a couple minutes about what they saw in the budget. And you know, I don't know. I feel like sometimes that we get it meets expectations and everything, but it's handy. And I know we've got two accountants. Maybe y'all rather take this job on, but I would find it useful for someone with a more in-depth knowledge of budgets and whatnot, just to hear a few words about just how comfortable they are with what they saw.
We have actually talked about that, and I think that's a good idea. Kathleen, I think you mentioned you wanted some information about South Carolina State. I will say this, we have been working with South Carolina State at their request to help them with the authorizing process. We've invited them here to look at the interviews and meet with us, and we spent 2.5 hours with them just discussing the law, nothing else, just the law. But the one thing I was impressed with in the interview process that they did was exactly what you just mentioned. Their grants and budget person from South Carolina State really went in depth with the budget in terms of asking questions. And as I've always, and I'll tell Elliot, academics will get you in trouble sometimes, but finance will get you fired.
Yeah.
And so we will, I think that's a great request, and we will update that in the interview process.
Our application review process is something that we've been discussing after the last few meetings about that. And the staff here, we have our new financial analyst,
right,
Bobby, who served in that position. And obviously having two CPAs on the board that have been asking, questions that we would like to provide you all with more. So we have talked, Kathleen and I, about reviving that committee and looking at what NACSA is going to be doing to help create a model application for the state. But while we're doing that, and there is a much better component to that model application on finance that will really vet, kind of give much more information to you all as a board and to any reviewers. But also, we'll take that opportunity to look at all of the board's needs. Where do you really want it to beef up? We've even talked about, do we want to bring in just, you know, across the board, they're always going to be looking at that budget in addition to our staff. Just like we're doing external reviewers on typically zeroing in on the academic program.
With Bob B's input on a regular basis, that in fact we spent working with a national group yesterday, we spent some time looking at how we can do real-time financial downloads from our district. So it's not just new schools coming in; it's letting the board know where all of our schools are on a regular basis relative to finance. Because it's one thing to have the money to start up, but and also the school today, they will find out. If they don't have 100 students show up, it becomes problematic quickly.
That's right. So, okay.
Good suggestion.
Okay.
Well, that's okay.
On staff is Jean Epps. Oh, okay, Jean. I got to talk to you. No, that's my sister's name.
I just want to mention one as well.
Okay.
When we interviewed Jean, we asked if she was kin to you. So.
What did she say?
She said no.
Okay.
Do we want to, well, we can talk about that over lunch. Never mind.
Okay, your motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn this meeting, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Too much.
Anybody opposed? So ordered.
Lunch
okay.
is ready.
Okay, we'll have lunch. Ron, maybe now the meeting's over, you can pass out some drugs.